Welcome to the Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, Jay Essie from the Muskie Shop and the Muskie 360 Podcast, covering the week up to Thursday, August 27th, here in North Central Wisconsin, specifically the area in and around Oneida and Vilas County. We've had some decent cooperative weather over the last week. Fishing's been excellent. We've got Matt Raley in here today to tell us about what's happening. Matt, how's it going?
No, it's been pretty good. I've actually done a little bit more musky fishing. Now, once kind of the kids are kind of going back to school, kind of get some more musky anglers up here. So, water's cooling down. We're getting some cooler nights for sure. We've had a little weather to work with. So, that's been nice. The fish have been cooperating. The last 3 days I've ran musky trips and we've caught fish every day.
Yeah, you sent me some pictures yesterday. I asked if you had any musky pics for social media. I'll put those on later today. And just as you were sending the day yesterday, 2 days ago's pictures, you're like, bam, all of a sudden you boated a couple more yesterday. And there was that, wasn't there weather moving through yesterday? Like it would rain for 2 minutes and then clear up and all day, like those popcorn storm things?
Yeah. Just kind of like little bursts of rain that were pretty light, but. No, I had the fish chewing yesterday afternoon. We went out, took about 15 minutes to put one in the boat. So
very cool. Yeah, and you said the thing continued. I mean, last week I think you had the same program where it was like high right in the middle and deep. You know, the fish are all over. But one thing Frosty said earlier today was that the aggressive fish seem to be shallow and pretty easy to catch on bucktails. But you're also catching fish on deeper fish as the day moves on, or what's the program there?
It just kind of depends on the lake. Vast majority of the lakes, yes, the fish are shallow. Blades have definitely been the go-to on a lot of lakes, not just in my boat, but just kind of general consensus from people that I've talked to. Been catching some nice fish on bucktails up shallow and weeds. Been kind of going up towards the northern part of the county where some of those lakes up there are more rock related. And been getting some fish on that so too as well. So
yep, that makes perfect sense. The weather right now, the weather forecast, I guess overall I haven't really thought about it too much, but we've had pretty average kind of temperatures all week. We've had some cool nights mixed in there, and it's definitely helped get the water temps down to reasonable levels. Low 70s real common right now.
You're getting into the actually upper 60s in the morning, and then we're still getting some, daytime temperatures in the mid 70s, upper 70s and stuff like that. And it's climbing up into the 70s, low 70s. So just kind of right there, right around, say average 70 degree water.
Yeah. And daylight's decreasing rapidly too. So we're just days away from September here. And a lot of people can't wait for that time of the year, obviously, when a shallow bite usually develops. So quick look at the forecast here. Today, Thursday, high of 74. Tomorrow, Friday, high of 76. Tomorrow is the full moon, I believe, Matt. Okay, Saturday, 76, and Sunday, same deal, and looks like there might be rain. We need the rain. We haven't had much. It's extremely dry here. And then warming up, above average stuff, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, looks like low 80s. So do you, looking ahead, do you think that'll have much impact at all on the shallow bite or musky fishing in general, if it warms up that much?
Yeah, I mean, you start off shallow and then kind of midday, maybe you need to move out to the edges again. But I mean, we're getting enough cooler nights throughout the, so I think, this little warm up, I don't think it's going to affect the bite too much. With the rain coming in, low pressure, fishing should be good.
Yeah. I don't either. I think that's actually, now the nights have more impact than the daytime, like it does in midsummer. So, yeah, let me pull this up real quick. So, full moon is the 28th. That's Friday. Yep, full moon, major time, 12:13 p.m. to 2:13 p.m. And the moon rise at 7:48 p.m. set at 6:38 a.m. So, the full moon period's always an added bonus, I guess. How do you feel about that? Do you base any kind of your day around the full moon patterns?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. you know, just all, you know, like yesterday I started, you know, like midday knowing that stuff, you know, and it actually, like, the fish kind of disappeared towards evening. So, like, you know, we didn't even fish till dark. I mean, coming up here, you know, at like September, a lot of times you kind of sometimes need that last light bite, but we're kind of in the transition mode from summer to that. And I'm getting fish to go like midday.
Perfect. Okay. Well, it's been excellent fishing all week. And, you know, everything is looking squared away for the next week as well. I'll try to get Elmer in here. There was a big tournament in Eagle River last weekend. He was in. Yeah, he was in with us last week, previewing that Alliance tournament. So I guess they had about 1,200 people, and there was a high number of fish caught, and there was also a PMTT event. Did you hear what's the story there? One team caught like 12 fish or something.
Yeah, I know Dan Matusik and Jason Summers, good fishermen. Yeah, they set a new tournament record. On like a 2-day tournament, they caught like 16 fish. Which, yeah, I mean, I've fished Spear and Okoboji there too, and that thing just pumps out some fish. It's a good fishery.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So, good fishing region around, and let's hope things continue on that path. We're going to get some cooler weather after next week that'll get the sucker bite going. People are going to be using suckers by mid-September. That's when it really kicks in around here. So, okay, we got a special guest just dropped in, Al Frost. Al Frost from, what's your guide service? How do people get a hold of you? You've been on before, Al.
Rod Barrow Guide Service. You can just get a hold of me through the shop.
Or the shop, muskyshopguideservice.com. Al, how has fishing been for you this week?
It continues to be pretty darn good. Musky fishing has really picked up in the last 10 days or so. The water temperatures have come down a lot with the cold nights. Even the bigger lakes are down to 71, 72, and things are really getting edgy now.
Perfect. You're seeing shallow, you know, bait fish coming in shallow and all that jazz where everything's fouling it in and get a little bit more shallow bite on occasion?
Well, I'm parking the boat on the outside by the weed edge and casting both ways, and it's been about a 50-50 split where the fish are coming from, but things are definitely migrating towards the deep weed edge from the mud and from the deep basin. Even in the sand grass, when you're fishing for other species, you know, if you're after walleyes or whatnot, I've been fishing on the inside of the sand grass line as opposed to the outside. So you're talking maybe 6-7 foot difference. Things are changing, and they're changing pretty fast.
Yeah, decreasing light levels here. You know, the days are getting really short, and that's part of it. It's not just all water temp, but thankfully we have had a, you know, slide down in water temp, and some bait fish is starting to go shallow. So you're getting a shallow bite, and that's what we've been hearing too. Yeah. How about you regularly go out and do some bass and walleye fishing with one of your longtime clients, correct? And you've been doing that a little bit this week?
In fact, we're going to head out and do that this morning. Walleye fishing continues to be great. Don't expect it to be this good next year. That's all I can say.
Okay.
It's been a great walleye season. They're snapping, and I'd assume it's not slowing down. It just continues to be really good.
Most effective way to target walleyes on a mid-sized Wisconsin lake, in your opinion, is stick with the minnow program and jigging a minnow?
We've been killing it on jigging a minnow and anything that looks like a minnow. The plastics, the kalins, and the gulp and...
Yeah.
And like, so anything that kind of looks like a minnow, if you have to really slow it down, live bait is the way to go. If you can get away with some pace, then I'd rather use plastic. It stays on the hook better.
What are you doing on sunny days? Has there been any program on targeting? Because, walleyes are notoriously, you know, when it gets sunny.
It's real sunny days, even in the deep, clear lakes, you know, we're fishing sand grass that's down 20 feet. But you see them go from above the sand grass to in it. I mean, you can actually see it on your locator. You'll see it looks like a chia pet, the fuzz, that's sand grass on your locator. And when you see them big red blobs in the sand grass, those are fish. and you have to suspend it right in front of their nose. It's really difficult. It's hard to do because sand grass is so clingy. But that's the way to get it done. Straight up and down. Jigging a minnow straight up and down over the side of the boat, just right above the sand grass. I mean, I've got it so close. I'm just fishing off the trance on them. I'm watching the bait in my, on my hummingbird. I'm watching my jig go up and down. I'm actually seeing fish come up out of the sand grass and take it. But when you get some wind that give you some wave action, break up that light a little bit, then you can get away with casting and even ripping the plastic.
What's your primary arsenal for muskies last week?
Well, last week it's been bucktails mostly. I mean, they're following everything. They're actually eating bucktails, which is kind of rare for this time of year in transitional periods. They usually like something that runs a little deeper, but we've just been buzzing bucktails, and they've been snapping at it.
Picking off some active fish on shallow running bucktails. That's great, Al. I appreciate you stopping in, and good luck fishing later today.
Hey, good luck to everybody. Go get them.
That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another fishing report for Muskie 360. Thanks, guys.